What about the front end of lung cancer prevention and screening? Anything new coming out there?
Well, the screening data from the 31,000 patients from the LCAP study was just published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The data is interesting, but it may not be applicable to the general population. The reason is that they found most of the patients to have stage 1A lung cancer on the screen patients.
This wasn't a randomized study.
It was not a randomized. It was a single-arm trial. It was not a trial. It was just data collection on a study where 31,000 patients had their scans, and they had the incidence and the prevalence scan, and the five-year survival is more than 88%, which is actually significantly higher than what you would see in a population of patients who would present with stage 1A and 1B disease. So these are highly selected patients from highly selected centers who have been carefully screened. So one take on that from the editorial was that maybe we need to screen everybody so as to improve the overall survival of these patients. And that's the reason that their survival was higher. But I think the definitive objective from the screening studies should be lowering of the mortality of patients of the screen population as we see with cervical smears and mammography. And that has not been proven. So the NLST trial, which is a randomized trial, will be the definitive study which will probably answer that question or may not even answer the question.
Are they going to have enough events, and when do you think we'll see some answers?
Yeah, I think it will not be for another few years.
You know, if you sort of look at your own intuition, what do you think the role or value is of screening in high-risk patients?
I think imaging by itself is probably not enough. This is just my intuition, and this is no data. I think we need a marker in addition to the imaging study.
Any speculations on what that might be?
I don't have a clue.
What about chemo prevention?
So chemo prevention is probably the lesson that we learned from the screening studies is that these patients should go on all the chemo prevention trials. And if you're able to get those 31,000 patients into a chemo prevention study, I think that's where we will succeed in order to take the treatment to the next level.
Any agents that you think are promising?
Well, there are prostaglandin inhibitors and broccoli extracts and green tea, and these are being studied.
Any of them look promising to you?
At this point in time, there is no real data in lung cancer, as most of the data which was collected initially with retinoids failed to show an advantage.